In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for our New Year's meditation is from Psalm 139, which we read earlier. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to pass. This year is an especially significant new year. It seems only yesterday that we entered the 2000s. But this year we are celebrating not only the changing of the year, but already we are closing out the teens and entering the 20s of the 21st century. The newspapers and television are full of reviews of the past year and decade and predictions about the future. But what about you personally? What has this past year and the first two decades of the 21st century brought for you? And what for you does the future promise? The folk song says he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. As we enter the roaring 20s of the 21st century, he has indeed got your life in his hands. As Psalm 31 says, my times are in your hands. Today's epistle reading from the 8th chapter of Romans assures us, and we know that God works all things together for the good of those who love him. As you look back over 2019 and the first two decades of the 21st century and your entire life, it is easy to see the good in many blessed events. Love, laughter, joy, happiness. But it is much harder to see the good at other times. Illness, suffering, strife, struggle, pain, death. If you have ever seen a cloth woven on a loom, you know that the front side presents a beautiful pattern, but the back side is a jumbled, knotted mess with no discernible pattern at all. There is a poem that compares our lives to such a weaving. My life is but a weaving between the Lord and me. The poem beautifully explains how in this earthly life, we look up toward heaven and see only the backside, the jumbled, knotted mess of our lives, with no discernible pattern that often doesn't make any sense. But God is looking down from heaven, and he sees the front side of the weaving of our days, the true pattern of our lives. And God is weaving all things together in our lives for our good, according to his pattern and plan. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to pass. My times are in your hands. The poem goes on to describe how in God's wisdom, the weaving of our days does indeed have many bright and happy colors, the joyous times of life. But according to God's plan, the full pattern of our lives also contains contrasting, darker colors, times of sadness, suffering, sorrow. The poem concludes that the master weaver needs both the brighter colors and the darker colors to create the full pattern of our lives. However, we will not fully understand the pattern until we are no longer looking up at the backside of the weaving, but when we are sitting beside him at the loom, looking back upon the weaving of our days. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians, Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully. In today's epistle reading, Paul expresses in four beautiful, simple words why you can have confidence as you enter the new year. If God is for us, who can be against us? When things go wrong in your life this year, remember those four beautiful, simple words. God is for us. God is not angry with you. He is on your side. God is for you. And no matter what happens, God is never punishing you, because your punishment is already paid in full by your Savior, Jesus Christ. As Isaiah says, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Christ Jesus died for us, more than that, was raised to life, and is at the right hand of God, interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to pass. Whatever the new year brings, whatever the coming decade and the rest of the 21st century and the rest of your life may hold, your times are in his hands. Amen.